Hundreds of healthcare workers rallied Friday following layoff notices to around 200 workers, including those represented by University Professional and Technical Employees, or UPT. Among the impacted providers are rehabilitation specialists, clinical laboratory scientists, and staff research associates. These workers are all crucial to the timely diagnosis and recovery of patients, minimizing the length of their hospital stay. The positions already face national shortages at a time when the UC is grappling with a system-wide staffing crisis. UCSF says the layoffs will not affect patient care and will help protect its ability to care for patients in the years ahead. But UPT says they have records of staff being laid off mid-shift, leaving them unable to finish their tasks or turn over patients to another provider. Kaladar Yusita, the Mission Bay chief nurse rep, details one such incident.
Two of these layoffs happened while our charge nurse was in the middle of a pediatric ICU bleed, leaving our unit not just short, but resulting in unreasonable delay of care. Chronically short-staffed in a specialty where we are seeing patients for initial cancer diagnosis. The difference on timely care makes the difference between a quick, aggressive treatment and death. When you take nurses out of hospitals, you don't just lighten a payroll. And above all, you send a chilling message. And to patients, you say you are willing to cut corners, increase your pocket. You are expendable.
Dana Lebman, a senior physical therapist at UCSF, says her layoff will have disastrous consequences for her patients.
As much as my heart is broken to lose my job, I am also incredibly concerned for my patients and the care they deserve. These patients do not have the luxury of waiting for care, where they are in the most acute stages of illness, injury, and recovery.
UPT says that UCSF's average patient length of stay is 60% higher than the state average and increased by up to 40% between 2018 and 2023. An increased hospital stay can be incredibly harmful to patients, resulting in further complications. The union says that the UC has failed to invest in frontline workers. It says that in the past 5 years, management staff has grown by 42%, while the number of frontline professional staff increased by roughly 18%. Concerns about ongoing staffing and vacancy issues have been acknowledged by UC leadership. Advisor to the Regents, Joe Magnus, described the issue back in 2022, saying, quote, "One of the areas where we save money is we haven't spent as much money on compensation, largely because we haven't been able to fill the vacancies across the system." Elizabeth Milos, UPT member and medical interpreter at UCSF, says UCSF is investing at the top.
All those decisions that are being made have prioritized big payouts and bonuses for CEOs and for the top of UC instead of the frontline workers. And this is also a union busting tactic, because by reducing our numbers and attacking us, even in violation of our own contracts.
UPT continues to demand immediate reinstatement of all laid-off workers and to increase staffing at UCSF. David Hummel, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.